follows is The Mexican American Ware, written by James R. Whitfield, narrated by James Vance. The book opens now. Riagozu, the map that changed everything. The map of North America in 1845, when the substantial events that would produce the Mexican-American War were beginning to unfold, looked substantially different from the map that emerged from the war 3 years later. The substantial United States in 1845 was substantially confined to the territory east of the Continental Divide, with substantial broader American claims to the Pacific Northwest that were still substantially being negotiated with Britain. The substantial Republic of Mexico extended substantially across the broader region from the substantial southern boundary of the United States, the Sabine River and the substantial Red River, to the substantial Central American boundary and from the substantial Atlantic coast of the Gulf of Mexico to the substantial Pacific coast of California. The substantial Republic of Texas, which had declared independence from Mexico in 1836, but which Mexico had never substantially recognized, was operating as a substantial independent nation that the United States had been substantially considering annexing. The map of North America in 1848, when the substantial Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo had concluded the broader war, looked substantially different. The substantial United States had acquired Texas through annexation in 1845. The substantial Mexican cession of 1848 encompassing California, Nevada, Utah, and substantial portions of Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming through the war, and the substantial Oregon Territory through the broader 1846 treaty with Britain. The substantial total American territorial expansion through the broader period from 1845 to 1848 had added approximately 1.2 million square miles to the substantial American national territory, substantially completing the broader continental expansion that would shape subsequent American national development. The substantial speed of the broader expansion was substantial. The substantial Louisiana Purchase of 1803 had begun the broader Trans-Mississippi expansion. The substantial Adams-on-East Treaty of 1819 had substantially established the broader southern boundary with the broader Spanish, then Mexican, territories. The substantial various subsequent territorial acquisitions through the broader period had progressively extended American territorial reach. The substantial 1845 to 1848 acquisitions substantially completed the broader continental project, substantially producing the substantial United States that has occupied the broader continental territory for the broader subsequent century and three quarters. The substantial human costs of the war were substantial. The substantial American military death through the war numbered approximately 13,000, with the substantial majority dying from disease rather than from combat. The substantial Mexican military deaths numbered substantially higher, with various estimates ranging from 25,000 to 50,000. The substantial civilian deaths in the broader Mexican territory affected by the war were substantial. The substantial American military operations in the broader Mexican interior produced substantial civilian casualties through both direct violence and the broader disruption of food supplies and medical care. The substantial moral assessment of the war has been substantially mixed throughout the broader subsequent century and three quarters. The substantial contemporary American political opposition to the war, articulated principally by the substantial Whig political party and by various substantial individual figures, including substantial Abraham Lincoln, then a freshman congressman from Illinois, Henry David Thoreau, whose substantial essay Civil Disobedience was substantially produced in opposition to the war, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and various other substantial figures, substantially criticized the war as a substantial unjust war of conquest. The substantial subsequent reflection on the war has substantially preserved this critical assessment among various scholarly observers. The substantial Mexican memory of the war has been substantially different from the substantial American memory. The war is substantially remembered in Mexico as the substantial Intervención Estadounidense, the American intervention, and is substantially regarded as one of the substantial principal national traumas of Mexican history. The substantial loss of approximately half of the substantial pre-war Mexican territory has substantially shaped Mexican national identity and Mexican political development through the broader subsequent two centuries. The substantial book that follows traces the broader events of the war from their substantial origins in the broader expansion as political dynamics of the early 1840s through the substantial various military operations of 1845